Greetings, and welcome to A Fireside Chat with Zany Mystic. I am your host, and my name is Lance White. Today's guest is Alex Miller Mignon. Alex is a professional writer, astrologer, and author of the Black Hole book. This is an extraordinary little book which combines science, mythology, psychology, history, current events, and astrology in a holistic manner to describe energy flow, which is what astrology is about. He also wrote The Urban Wicca. He is the former editor of the Galactic Calendar and past president of the Philadelphia Astrological Society. His pioneering work with black holes in astrological interpretation began in 1991 when his progressed son unwittingly fell into one. So let's find out more about this intriguing aspect about astrology by welcoming Alex to the show now. Hi, Alex. How are you?
Hi, Lance. Very good. Nice to be with you.
Oh, good, good, good. I'm hoping that you'll be able to. I have a personal question from somebody that wrote me with a personal question. But before we do that, I wanted to just kind of set the stage and give all of us lay folks kind of a brief overview regarding energy and how the planets and the black holes and other things affect us.
All right.
In other words, a 2-minute course.
That's right. Well, I don't think there's been any, scientific understanding of how it all functions together. But with observation, over millennia and recording of data, et cetera, there does appear to be a distinct correlation between planetary movement and events on Earth, as well as character traits in individuals based on geometric patterns in the heavens at the time of an individual's birth. Hmm. There's a very strong correlation, between the mythic energies that we've chosen to name and describe planets and the manifestations that then ensue in lives and, in mundane events on the planet. As far as black holes and other deep space points, those are new anomalies, new points that we use in some astrologers are using in charts since, I guess I would say, probably the mid-late 80s they began to be incorporated. And in those instances, there's a much more of an emphasis on the scientific underpinning as far as... For example, with normal planetary energies such as Venus, the fact that Venus, the planet, has clouds of sulfurous gas doesn't really have much of a bearing upon the astrological interpretation, which is based more on the mythology of Venus, the goddess. Whereas in situations like black holes or quasars, pulsars, and masers, much of the interpretation is based on scientific understanding of what these points are and how they react to their environments. Black holes, for example, being points of energy absorption or energy drain, and perhaps having theoretically contact with alternate dimensions or parallel universes. When we see these points interacting strongly with traditional chart points of the planets of our own system, we can calculate that there will be an effect along those lines with corresponding to the different areas that these that are local planets govern or rule.
So, does the house placement of black holes affect an individual's chart? I guess what you're saying is that it does.
In general, I find that things such as house placements or even sign placements are less important than the particular planets that they're contacting in the chart.
Mm.
For instance, black hole Venus is black hole Venus wherever you encounter it. There may be a further inflection based upon the sign or the house that Venus is posited in at the time, but there's a very basic level of interpretation that applies to anyone with a black hole Venus.
Okay. Can I throw something out at you? I have a friend who sent me, who's had a personal question for years, She says that a black hole center are within a 2 to 3 degree orb of her seventh house cusp, 26 degrees, 55 minutes, Sagittarius. And she's been working to understand that for years. Is that something that makes sense to you?
I don't do a lot of work with cusp conjunctions because of the fact that they can vary depending upon what house system you're using, and they're somewhat fluid. Now, did you say it was the seventh house cusp? Lance? BBSRadio.com. Seventh house being naturally a relationship house, it has affinities with Venus. It would be similar to black hole Venus, which can create disruption in areas of romance, intimate relationships, finances, values, things of that nature. Now, I don't know what, you know, manifestations this woman has been experiencing, but if it's along those lines, then the black hole could very well be having an influence in what she's experiencing.
So, we've had some technical difficulties, just so you know, communicating. Are you still there?
Yes.
Okay, good. Sorry about that.
Well, hold on. Let's just get it on the air for record. These problems are Vonage problems. We do not recommend Vonage at all to anybody. We don't care if it's free. We've used them for about a year plus, and so far, so bad. Just want people to know that, because we're going to be removing their system from everything we've got here next week.
Okay. So, Vonage, bad.
Right.
Okay, so, is this a silly idea, but could a whole solar system get sucked into a black hole and re-enter in another place?
You know, that's a scenario that I suppose would be possible, but we would be aware of a black hole that's close to us a lot sooner than it would be able to suck us in. In other words, it may be theoretically possible at some point in the distant future, but
yeah,
we would have considerable advance warning of it. There's nothing like that on our immediate horizon, that's for sure.
Yeah, good. I know with the Hadron Particle Accelerator, there are some people that were worried about us accidentally creating a small black hole that would eventually become a large one. And of course, if that's going to happen, it's going to happen. And it seems like, you know, those experiments are going to go ahead no matter what.
Yeah, obviously that's an issue that, you know, we don't really address in astrology.
Right.
I have heard about that possibility. I don't know how to rate its, you know, practical potential.
Can you, if you've done a lot of work on the political scene and analyzing the leaders, and there was one in particular that you a piece that you wrote on assassinated leaders.
Yeah.
And I found that, you know, it's very interesting that you can actually, you called most of what was going on or what is going to go on very accurately in this in the pre-election stuff. Can you tell us what's going on now?
Actually, right now, obviously there isn't a whole lot going on, but as we look ahead to the fall, there's definitely significant aspects with black holes on election day. One of the things, let me just pull up my chart here. Okay. Yeah, election day, you obviously, in addition to black holes, I obviously use traditional planets as well, and very often I find that asteroids can be very useful in interpretation. The thing with asteroids is there are like a gazillion of them, so it's very difficult to know in advance which might be significant in someone's life unless you know what you're looking for. But in a situation like an election, you know, you can incorporate those elements because you have an idea of what names or qualities might be, you know, significant. For election 2008 itself, probably the most significant factor is Mercury's position. Now, on that day, Mercury will be exactly conjunct a black hole. And Mercury represents the decision-making process in general and voting also in specific. That happens to be the same degree that was where Mercury made a station on election day in 2000 when George Bush, of course, lost the popular vote but gained the presidency.